annual ostrich festival. And so I remember last year we had a client here from New York City.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Today's entire show is dedicated to the noble pursuit of building muscle. During the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, for the Blueprint Power Hour, where he answers, your questions about training, nutrition, and supplementation. Then we're going to be joined from the UK by Dr. Lee Breen to talk about research that was published last week and had really gotten the internet moving, and that is the effects of extended rest between weightlifting sets and how it can spark greater muscle growth, right? We all want the benefits of our training. We don't want anything less than 100% of what we should be getting. And so we're going to be discussing that a little bit later in the show. I just want to remind everybody that there was a big protein explosion recently. Several brands, I'm not going to mention any names, were found not to meet label claims. Those people who buy Thrive Advanced Protein don't have to worry about that because we run post-production lab analysis on every batch and publish it on our website. If you don't know anything about Thrive, go to Thrive Protein, THRIVProtein.com. And if you like what you see, use the coupon code SHR to save 50% off your entire order. Check it out.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Doing great. And all my injuries have healed up.
F you. F you, man. F you.
Sorry about
that. I got to go for surgery next week.
Oh, jeez. Well, look, at least you're getting it addressed.
Well, it's not so much that. I mean, it wouldn't have had to be addressed if I didn't pay attention. If I would have paid attention to my tendonitis, don't train through tendonitis. Let the freaking thing heal. Learn from my mistakes. So.
Well, I've got some, so I will keep that in mind.
Yeah, don't. You know, if you have tendonitis, there's already micro tears in the fascia and in the tendon. So, what does that mean? That means it's not going to be as strong. And if you put a challenge on it, that is unusual, it's going to snap.
Yeah.
Let it heal. Okay. Enough of my whining. I'm actually not touching a weight for 2 weeks. And this has been amazing. I have so much bandwidth now that I'm not thinking about the session I'm going to be training tomorrow, the session I just trained today, and all the things that I have to do on a day in, day out basis to, you know, squeeze every drop of muscle progress out of those sessions. I can wake up in the morning and I don't have to wake up at a certain time. I don't have to hit the ground running. This is really freeing. There's a whole life outside of training. I didn't realize that.
Cool.
All right, let's get on. Tommy Duncan. He says, hey, Coach, I remembered reading old Duchesne and Bill Phillips articles about clenbuterol showing promise as a repartitioning agent. Haven't heard anything research-wise in the past 20 or so years about this compound. Or was it just labeled risky or ineffective and therefore denied by the FDA for use for U.S. distribution?
You know, the history of clen is what I'll call curious. So I'm glad he asked because I haven't heard about it in a long time. In the 1980s and 90s, of course, Dan Duchesne was the man. In his inquisitive mind, gave us whey protein, anti-estrogens, Clomid, vanadyl sulfate, etc., etc. In fact, everyone listening has probably benefited from him in one way or another. You know, he sure influenced me. He was also the one to put forth clenbuterol. Now, Dan went to prison twice, once for steroids and another time for GHB. That did not stop him from researching sometimes oddball non-steroidal drugs, and one of those was clenbuterol. I have his original underground steroid handbook, one updated that includes clenbuterol. And when the guru is quoted as saying Klen can transform a body in 2 weeks with an exclamation point, people paid attention. It's a beta 2 agonist with some structural and pharmacological similarities to epinephrine and salbutamol. Its effects are far more potent, though, and longer lasting, both as a stimulant and a thermogenic. It will raise your blood pressure and oxygen transport. It increases the rate at which your body fat is metabolized while increasing the body's basal metabolic rate. If what I've been reading is correct, its use is still widespread out there as a cutting drug. So now for the downsides. It's been associated with cardiac abnormalities, I'll call it, in humans.
That's a big one right there. That should be one that stops you from using it. I mean, it's been shown to cause the death of cardiomyocytes. That means the death of heart muscle cells in humans. This is not in pigs. It's not in rodents. It's in humans.
Right. And that and the fact the drug appears to only be effective for around 2 weeks.
Bingo.
So Klen works. In some cases, it works really, really well for people. If I'm not mistaken, it is a scheduled compound, however, in the United States, and it's lumped in with those evil anabolics. However, Klen is available as a research chemical for people researching its structure, effects, etc. One final note. These beta-2 agonists are very interesting, as more than one works to improve body composition. So I actually dug up for my subscribers a certain beta-2 agonist, and when paired with one other over-the-counter goodie, subjects added 17 pounds of lean body mass in 14 weeks. A lot of these non-steroidal anabolics are going to be getting a hard second look, especially when you see data like that. But no, stay away from Klen.
Yeah, Klen is dangerous. Scott Mazza says, what's your honest opinion of steroids? Are they as dangerous as we are told?
All right, we'll settle in for a bit because this is going to take some. The relative dangers have been overstated. Now, that's not to say they're without risk, but the situation isn't as cut and dry as the media would have you believe. If you listen to Congress, the powers that be, and all the talking heads, steroids are dangerous, toxic, and you'll become an uncontrollable monster, and they'll kill you. Further, you know, if you ask the man on the street if steroids are dangerous, 99 out of 100 would say yes. Now, ask those same people to define what a steroid is, and you'll get a blank stare in most cases. They're simply synthetic analogs of testosterone, nothing more, nothing less. The reality is that steroids refer to a class of drugs, some of which are more toxic than others. You know, if you open the PDR, Physician's Desk Reference, and read about testosterone, there is no overdose threshold. None. Zip. Zero. That's quite unlike other Class 3 scheduled drugs, like crack and heroin, etc. So, as an example of toxicity, if I lined up a bottle of Dianabol, a bottle of aspirin, caffeine tabs, Tylenol, and a big bottle of vodka. I asked you, which one of the following could you swallow the entire bottle of and be absolutely certain you wouldn't die? Which one would you pick?
Yeah, you got to pick the D-ball. You have to.
Pick the D-ball. Any good doctor would, too. You know, the aspirin, you burn a hole in your stomach. Caffeine overdoses, not a fun way to go. For all
you
the...
You lose your liver if you do it with the Tylenol. You'll end up needing a liver transplant.
Right.
Yeah, and keep in mind that all of the critics say that these oral androgens are dangerous because of their methylation, not because of the parent molecule they're delivering, but the pharmaceutical delivery mechanism that changes the landscape of the liver. and increases dyslipidemia, dropping HDL to zero values. The same things happen if you take a corticosteroid. If you go to the doctor and he says, I'm going to put you on methylprednisone to get that swelling from those multiple bee stings down, that's more dangerous than D-Bol.
Yeah. And, you know, the media doesn't get this particular, but, you know, it's fair to say A-bombs and Tren are much more toxic than Anavar and Primo. But they're not concerned with those kind of details. Instead, they demonize an entire class of drugs to make it easier. And the public just doesn't have the time or patience.
Well, the argument that I've always had about this when this discussion comes up is, you know, when you talk about how dangerous anabolic steroids are, and quite often injectables and orals are lumped into the same pile. And so when you try to tease out, well, let's talk about which ones we're talking about, then the orals always be always focused on, because of what I said a moment ago, the methylation process and how it hurts the liver, hepatic stress. And then you say, so these are harmful. These are terrible. Okay, now let's talk about hormone-based birth control pills. They have the same thrombotic increase risk, the same changes in dyslipidemia seen in males who take androgens, women who take progestins and other hormone-based birth control pills. They see the same risks. So I always say, why is it acceptable for women to be exposed to those risks for the ability to not have a sexual encounter produce a baby, but it's unacceptable for a man who wants to recover from a car accident faster or put on some extra muscle and be healthier, which we're learning muscle equals health degree. Why is that not acceptable?
All very, very valid points. And, of course, they don't want to, you know, discuss that. But on the other side of the coin, that's not to say steroids don't carry some risks. You know, you stay on the wrong drug for too long, you'll get shut down. You can develop very, very high red blood cell count to where the blood becomes very thick. The biggest risk, though, in my opinion, at least in the U.S., the biggest risks are the legal ones, right? In most cases, you're going to the black market. You're never quite assured what you're going to get. And the fact remains that they have scheduled now just about every anabolic worth its salt and put it in Schedule 3, which same category as crack cocaine, heroin, etc., etc. It's just not worth getting caught. And increasingly, they're going after the little guy, if you follow the work of Rick Collins. So here's the final word. Steroids are not, by and large, as dangerous as the media portrays. You know, it's fair to say alcohol, tobacco, and virtually every other street drug you can name are far more dangerous, right? Nobody's knocking over 7-Elevens to fuel their steroid habit. Now, despite that, none of us can change the stupidity Washington has injected into the situation, pun intended. If you're interested in androgens, I think your best bet is to get on TRT, right? Now, you can learn about other things like peptides and SARMs that will improve your results. But I will also say this. I feel strongly steroids have no place for anyone in the 15 to 25-year-old age bracket. The reason has nothing to do with scare tactics. It has everything to do with common sense. Because at age 15 through 25, do you really think it's your hormone levels that are holding you back? No. No. And that's the truth. And that resonates with people. So instead of parroting the same old steroids, bad steroids line, I really wish someone in a position of power would bring that up. So they work, but the downsides outweigh the risks, in my opinion, at least in this country. In Mexico, no. I'd go for them in Mexico.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned, and while you're listening to these commercials, visit CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Are you ready? Ready.
Welcome back, Brass Monkeys. Welcome back, all you Brass Monkeys. Yeah, you're all a bunch of Brass Monkeys. Yeah, okay. Joe Eno says, a friend of mine at the gym bought these new Adidas lifting shoes, and he swears by them. He said his squat went up 240 pounds, Melmican. He swears by them for squats and deadlifts. What do you think?
You know, when I saw the picture of this shoe, I was really taken aback. It had a heel on it. And generally speaking, I'm not a fan of a raised heel, especially during movements where vertical loading of the spine occurs, right? Squats and deadlifts.
Right.
And that, due to the fact that the raised heel will tend to throw you forward. This is akin to people who put, you know, a plate under their heels. I'm just not a fan. There is a reason the best power lifters compete in things like Chuck Taylor's or specially made flat lifting shoes.
Right. They're minimal shoes. They have very, very little of anything as far as a sole goes.
Yeah. I mean, they're sturdy, but they distribute the force evenly throughout their feet. You know, and you also need to remember the feet have plenty of proprioceptors, which sense tension from the ground and contribute to muscles firing optimally.
Right.
While it's not ideal for squatting weights, I would encourage you to perform body weight squats, right? Either barefoot in socks or with those aqua sock like slippers. Now, in doing that, it will allow you for maximum activation of the muscle groups. It's as close as possible to how nature intended the human body to recruit muscle. You can do those hanging onto a belt that's looped around the top of a Smith machine. I think we've talked about that before. And then gently pulling on the belt is going to assist you out of the bottom of the movement and steady you in terms of balance. But in time, you know, you will be squatting without that belt. And I just have to go with the flat heel shoe. Not a fan of elevating the heel.
Yeah, anything that changes, I mean, especially if you're getting into some heavy weight, anything that changes the natural kinesiology of your body, you're really asking for trouble, in my opinion. Okay. The next one is from Matt Varlow, and if we have time, we'll come back to the one before that. Can you talk about cyanidin 3 glucoside? It's sold as a selective nutrient repartitioning agent. Is it legit? How does it work?
Cyanidin is one of six anthocyanins, and it's a glucoside. It's a glucoside. Cyanide 3 glucoside is the one that's getting all the attention for its purported ability to decrease blood glucose levels, right? There is a subcategory, or a subcategory of the dark pigments found in blue and black berries.
Huh.
As well as some vegetables. It has various effects in cells, most of which can be described as being anti-diabetic and benefiting, quote-unquote, metabolic syndrome, right? It does have some problems with absorption, though. So the results you see in, you know, the in vitro studies may not apply in humans. Its bioavailability is a concern, and studies on humans have yet to be performed. If they're out there, I can't find them. Now, our old friend IP6, or inositol hexaphosphate, has been shown to improve the bioavailability when co-ingested. Quercetin is another that'll help with digestibility. So there are at least a couple of ingredients there that you might want to consider co-administering if you give this thing a go. The biggest outfit pushing this product is BioTest. And they're selling it for $80 a whack under the name Indigo 3. Claims include greater glucose disposal, faster fat loss, muscle gain, and improved work capacity. Here's the bottom line on this stuff. Outside of BioTest board, I have yet to hear a buzz around cyanidin. And it's been out for at least a couple years now. So it's not as if people haven't had a chance to experiment with it. I have two issues with it: cost and lack of human studies. It's just too expensive in my book for a maybe. I would much rather opt for something like RALA, you know, or another berberine as a glucose disposal agent. If cyanidin does possess glucose disposal properties, to me, it's a hell of an expensive way to get them. You could get it other ways, dirt cheap. So there you have it, Matt. That's my two cents on cyanidin.
We're going to take our break now. When we come back, we have a question from Wayne Enos. Didn't we just do a question from Wayne Enos? I could be wrong.
No, I think.
No, Joe Enos. It must be his brother.
Yeah, there were two Enoses.
How do you like that? All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
DJ. Welcome back. DJ Hero. Welcome back, DJ Nero. Wayne Eno says, the slingshot cycle you talked about before, it sounds familiar. Is that the same as the one in Big Beyond Belief workout?
You know, not exactly. as there are some distinct and important differences. First, like most other systems that are looking to exploit this technique, they all make one fundamental error, which is the length of the under-eating and overreaching phase. It's just too long. You know, I've seen it going from 2 weeks to a month in some cases, which is way too long and results in real muscle loss. We do it in 5 days. Second, other systems fail to take into consideration the law of diminishing returns. So, put simply, their supercompensation phases are also too long. In most athletes, the effect tapers off inside of a month. That depends on the loading that they're using, but generally speaking, a month. So 3 weeks is really the optimal time to milk gains coming off of one of these overreaching periods. After that, homeostasis sets in, you know, and you'll eventually plateau. Now, that's not true for every trainee, but it's a good rule of thumb. It also fits the cycle neatly into a month's time, allowing your gains to pile up with more regularity. You absolutely need to, I'll call it tee up growth, by first upregulating all of your body's anabolic machinery. By introducing a unique training and dietary stress, the body will do just that. And, you know, it's funny. Every article, every program, and every supplement on the market is trying to put you in an anabolic state, right? All day, every day. That's not how it works. Because once a state of anabolism is achieved, the body will downregulate it with time. The longer you stay in that state, the more inefficient it gets. You won't lose any muscle, but you won't gain too much either if you take that too far. Here's the final word. Disrupting homeostasis is a valid, effective strategy that can be used to great advantage. You know, it isn't easy to purposely create a catabolic state. It feels like you're doing something in the major wrong. But with us, it's only 5 days, and done correctly, you won't lose any muscle, and the gains you make month in and month out are incredible. It's targeted, it's strategic, and the supplementation is matched to your training. You get what you need, where you need it. Nothing more, nothing less. So, that was a great question, Wayne.
The next question comes from Dan Zeipel. He said, I'm a big fan of your MassPro Synthogen. In fact, I can't imagine training without it. Excuse me a second. I literally started losing my voice. I can't imagine training without it and or never come off. Feels like I can train every day, has healed my injuries, and got comments from friends shortly after using it. I get really vascular for some reason, and my muscles always feel full. Anyway, I can't find it anywhere. Wow. That's a big buildup to something you can't find. And wondering what the deal is. You were right about one thing. Coming off isn't fun. Within a week, I felt really banged up. And those same friends noticed that too. Why does it work so well? And when is it coming back?
Okay. Here's the situation. Synthogen is currently sold out at Muscle Mass in the U.S. And stock is getting low over at Predator. Mass expects, the latest word that I had, they expect to have factory fresh stock in soon, although I can't give you an exact date. I can tell you this. It will be the strongest Synthogen ever manufactured. So much so that when I usually give dosing recommendations, it's 5 before, 5 during training, and 5 after. You're only going to need to take 10 before training, and you're going to see the same results. So I'm glad it's doing you right in this case. But why it works so well really isn't a mystery. When I went about formulating, the goal was to green light as many processes that slow down or otherwise stop muscle growth. It is a matrix of 16 different ingredients, which each one has been carefully chosen to address some rate-limiting step that your body has in recovering and growing. So let me give you an example. You see many an ECTI product out there, right, to increase protein synthesis. In over 20 years of experimenting with that compound, I find it imperative to have all nine essential aminos in circulation concurrently. While ECTI goes about accelerating new contractile muscle protein in the ribosome, I spent, let's just say, a lot of time tweaking those amino acid ratios to where I consider them optimal. Further downstream, the inclusion of TMG, or trimethylglycine, extends the duration of action of protein synthesis, given, you know, the fact it's a methyl donor in the liver. You did a whole show on methyl donors. That's where I picked that tip.
Yeah.
So the approach I took was quite different, right, than most formulators. I designed it by taking a fresh look at known bodily processes. And then I reverse engineered it to remove all the roadblocks. I paid no attention to price point, profit margin. Focus was strictly on results. I just got one directive. Give us your best work. I did get some surprises along the way. A lot of these labs want to cut corners or suggest, you know, something less than forthright. One lab tech I spoke to, this is how he put it. You know, we can just use 5-HTP instead of L-tryptophan. He says they'll never know the difference. You know, the fact is they'll notice a difference in terms of results because 5-HTP isn't an essential amino acid that your body can use to build new muscle. Stuff like that turned my stomach, but I'm giving it to you straight. A lot of this goes on behind the scenes in this business. End of the day, Synthogen is an incredibly intricate formula that leaves no stone unturned. You will absolutely notice a dramatic improvement in workload capacity and especially recovery from exercise. And for whatever it's worth, it's got a reorder rate, something north of 90%. So I'm confident if you take the plunge, you will find the same.
What's going on over at CoachRobReggish.com before we take our break and come back and do the blueprint tip of the day? Anything exciting?
Yeah, glad you asked. My new book, FastMuscleBook.com, is still available. There are hard copies that are going to be published shortly, while the Kindle version, right, is still a steal at 99 cents. Also, I'm going to be performing another webinar soon called the Turbo 20 Experiment. It's going to be free, and it's going to detail an exciting new strategy in adding pounds and pounds of new muscle in record time. And I'm really pumped up about that. So there'll be a webinar coming, and I'll announce it here on SHR.
That's awesome. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll address the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Again, the Blueprint Power Hour is brought to you by CoachRobReggish.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Everybody's always looking to...
Hey, Carl.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question.
Okay.
You tore your tricep. What's the plan to be the comeback kid and fix it?
Let's do the appetite suppressant discussion, and then we'll talk about that at the end of the show. How's that sound?
That's cool.
Because I definitely have a plan. So everybody's looking for ways to suppress their appetite. How do we do it?
Cool. Well, we're going to revisit the best appetite suppressant on the market disguised as an antacid. So the next time you're in the drugstore, take a hard look at all the available fat burners for sale. There are dozens of them on the shelves just begging for your dollars. You know, they average in price from a low of 20 to a high of 75 or more. In some cases, take a closer look at the label. They are usually just dressed up caffeine, sometimes with a sprinkling of herbal diuretics. And still others offer compounds such as CLA, green coffee bean, the list goes on and on. The long and the short of it is that these expensive and overhyped weight loss formulas all have virtually zero science to back up their claims. Instead, what if there was an incredibly effective and cheap over-the-counter diet aid that really worked? one that showed fat loss preferentially in the abdomen, or one that increases the punch of caffeine, ephedrine, and other proven thermogenics. Well, it's out there in the form of Tagamet, which is aka cimetidine hydrochloride. The best deal is Walmart's Equate in-house brand. It's sold under the name Acid Reducer. So for a paltry $4.98, you get 60 200 milligram tabs, or enough to, you know, I love for easily 3 weeks supply, 3 weeks supply. So what is this stuff? It is an over-the-counter classified as a histamine blocker used to treat gastric acid and peptic ulcers. It is not currently FDA approved for weight loss. However, if you dig deep enough, you will find several studies, I think the last one was in 2000, that found that cimetidine reduces weight in healthy, overweight subjects. And although the mode of action isn't completely understood, a prevailing theory is that it suppresses hunger, right, via some peptide. Whatever it is, I can vouch for the fact that it does absolutely crush appetite. Now, like I said, the last known studies done on it were around the year 2000. In the study that caught my eye, those using cimetidine not only lost fat preferentially around the waist, they kept it off versus the controls that weren't using it. So begs the question, what does it stack well with? You got to be careful here because cimetidine can increase the amount of stuff in your system, one of which is caffeine, but it'll also do it on, you know, let's call it prescription medication for depression. So just be aware of that. A dirt cheap favorite stack is cimetidine plus EGCG and some caffeine. The ideal being 300 milligrams of EGCG, 200 of caffeine, paired with 200 milligrams of cimetidine, up to three times a day. Now, while you're at Walmart, you can pick up their generic caffeine tabs. I think they're called Jet Alert. You get 90 200 milligram tabs for around $3. So, you know, don't get fooled into buying expensive fat burners with caffeine under the name like 137 trimethylxanthin. It's just caffeine. I myself have been toying with various stacks involving it, searching for that perfect combination. What I ultimately arrived at was ephedrine, caffeine, EGCG, cimetidine, and forskolin. I think we've covered forskolin and why it's in the mix here as well. Probably the biggest and best-selling point of cimetidine is this. It is not a stimulant, which means later in the day, you can take it before bed when everybody gets the munchies. So just be aware that it can extend the half-life and the punch of other medications as well. You always want to check with your doctor. So here's the bottom line on cimetidine. It's cheap as dirt. It stacks well with other thermogenics, and it works for less than $5.
Yeah.
So I just find it was interesting hiding in plain sight as an antacid. But let's hear about the road to recovery, man.
So I tore one attachment completely off right at the elbow, and another one is ruptured. And I'm insisting that I don't want anesthesia.
Right.
I am. I'm at a point right now where I don't believe in anesthesia. Anesthesia. I did a show back in 2009, I think it was, where we talked about anesthesia was actually the worst thing you could do for your brain.
Wow.
Yeah. And so they're going to give me like a combination of Valium and a block. It's called a block. I guess it's like a local. And numb that arm. So what I found out was the doctor said, look, it's not the cutting and the reattaching that's going to be a problem. He goes, we have to put a tourniquet on the top, at the top of the arm, right at the shoulder. Wow. And we have to tighten it down so that there's no blood flow to the arm.
What, may I ask, you say tear. It wasn't a tear off the bone.
Yeah, yeah. One attachment came completely off the bone at the elbow.
Wow.
And the other one is ruptured.
Okay.
So, yeah, yeah, completely. And I'm not touching a weight right now. The surgery is probably going to happen early next week. And I probably won't, I'll continue not to do anything, but except I may start doing some body weight legs. I may start doing, I tested today. I can still do a pulling movement without activating the tricep.
Good.
So if they give me the green light, I can still do something for back. But right now I'm just taking off. I'm not even thinking about working out, and I'm not thinking about when. I'm just not worried about it. And it's really very, very freeing not to be thinking about my next training session or.
Well, you're instinctively doing at least one thing right, which is you're coming up with a short list of things that you can do, right, while it's rehabbing. And I do something very similar. I have a short list of movements that do not aggravate wherever the problem is, so I can continue to make gains there. I had a pulled hamstring last Monday, and it held up last night, so it, exactly 1 week. It wasn't as bad, let's say, a pull as the last time I did this, but more and more, as we go out there, especially for you guys over 40, you know it's true. We're tearing stuff. We're pulling stuff. And that's part of the reason why I'm always hammering on body weight training. You are less likely to exceed your structural limitations with your body weight than you are by piling hundreds and hundreds of extra pounds on a muscle or a joint loading a barbell.
You know, I'll tell you something else that I've noticed. I talked about this with my buddy Dr. Seeds this morning. I feel really relaxed. And I know that a large portion of this sense of relaxation that I have is not worrying about my training session tomorrow morning. You know, I've always trained as heavy as I can. So that means that the training sessions push me into places where I rightfully so have to be concerned about injury. And like the fact, you know what, on snow day, when you're an adult, and probably a kid as well in high school, let's say, and it snows and like everything shut down, the city shut down, nobody expects you to do anything, so you just chill.
Right.
You're forced to chill. No one expects you to go out and do anything that day. And you just like give in to the day. Like, oh, this is snow day. I don't have anything to do today. This is so flippin' cool. Nobody expect. Well, I kind of feel that way about my training right now. It's like, look, I can't train right now. I mean, yeah, I could go in and do leg presses, but I'm not going to. I'm going to take off for a couple weeks and not touch a weight. And I have this void of angst and stress that I've lived with day in and day out since the last time I took off, which was in 2005. And I just realized, it's like, holy crap. You know, I'm going to come back and train different too.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like all freaked out about what I'm doing tomorrow morning and what I just did today. And I need to like dial it down a little bit, I think. That's just me.
You know what? I wouldn't even phrase it that way, dial it down. I would just say, you're going to train smarter. Then, you know, if that means more body weight movements, then that's what it means.
I think I'm going to train more like a bodybuilder. I got to be honest with you. You know, yeah. I've looked at bodybuilders over the years, and I look at them using weights that look comparatively light for the movement they're doing. But, you know, they're focusing on the pump. They're focusing on higher reps. They're focusing on feeling the muscle do the work. And they have great physiques. And I don't think that they beat themselves to death as much as those of us who... Aaron Singerman said it the other day. I had him on the show. You know, every day, every leg day, you know, he knew he had a squat over 500 pounds. He would, like, start obsessing about it. He would just trash himself, and he would feel terrible for a day or two. And now he says he doesn't go any heavier than 8 plates a side in the leg press anymore. Yeah. And I thought, holy crap, that's like warm-up weight. I mean, I could do that. I could be happy doing it. If I can get results and build muscle and use that kind of weight, you know, sign me up. I'm in.
I've always maintained that if you've built your body with heavy weights and low reps, let's call it in multiple sets, when you eventually do get to the point where you want to perform bodybuilding type training, more bodybuilding oriented, you've got a leg up on, you know, the guy who didn't build up with heavy weights, and because you've built a world-class central nervous system. Now the muscle is just going to fill out from working in a higher rep range with more volume.
Yeah, it's really amazing. This is you know, it's unfortunate. I am not looking forward to this surgery. I hate the idea of surgery.
How much time? Like, what's the usual recovery time?
Well, I'm going to be using site-injected peptides. I've already gotten my physician to add 150 milligrams of nandrolone deconate to my HRT a week. So I'm hoping that in 4 weeks' time, I'll be able to start doing light work and rehabbing it.
Yeah. Hey, man, a month in the grand scheme of things is not a long time.
No, and I'll train legs and I'll train pulling movements. You know, maybe I'll start focusing on doing some pull-ups, you know, reverse grip pull-ups, so I'm just activating the bicep.
Yeah.
Or maybe pull-downs, maybe something light, you know.
Yeah. Before I forget, you had mentioned a few weeks back you were starting up with beta-alanine, right?
I tried it for a while, and then I just stopped.
And so talk to me. Did it work? Did it not work?
I don't know. I didn't notice anything. I didn't notice anything from it at all. I didn't notice the ability to rep out further or anything like that. And I just thought, you know what? I'm just not going to bother. You got to take it twice a day. It's like, you know, I'm already in between supplements and injecting. And I mean, it's like, God.
No, I know what you mean. But don't give up on it, seriously, because I was feeling the same way. And I'm about 2 weeks into loading, and I had my 20-rep squats yesterday. And I have to tell you, it made a big difference.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? We've got to pull the plug on the interview. I want everybody to go to CoachRobReggish.com today. And why don't we talk about beta-alanine when we do the next Blueprint Power Hour?
Yeah, sure.
About your experience with it. Let's save that for the end of next show, okay?
Great.
All right, Rob, thanks for being here, brother.
Thank you for having me, Coach.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about longer rest periods in between sets. Could that build more muscle? We'll find out in just a minute.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein, protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Nobel Prize winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs, revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You know, those of us who train seriously, which is probably everybody in this audience, we're always trying to get the maximum bang for our buck. We use supplements. We train a certain way. We eat certain foods. We make sure we get the right amounts of sleep. Because recovery is critical. But whenever we talk about recovery, a lot of times what we talk about is the recovery that occurs late at night when we're sleeping. But there's another facet to recovery that my next guest, Dr. Lee Breen from the University of Birmingham. How you doing, Dr. Breen?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How you doing?
Good, good. There's another form of recovery that we don't really think about that much, and it's the intraset recovery when we're doing multiple sets of multiple movements, the time that we wait before we attack the weights again. So let me ask you this question first of all. Why did you feel compelled to produce this study? What questions were unanswered that then became the questions to be answered in this study?
Yeah, that's a good starting point. And I guess our interest in this area really came about through the through looking at the guidelines from established agencies such as the ACSM and the NSCCA, who had in place quite rigid guidelines as to the optimal training program paradigms to consider in order to maximize muscle hypertrophy and strength. So for a number of years now we've been interested in just how true some of these paradigms hold. And one that's been studied very little, at least to our knowledge anyway, was interset rest interval. So as a result of those limited number of studies, we took it upon ourselves to conduct some research where we looked into the acute mechanisms that underpin a superior or not adaptive response with long versus short rest intervals.
So this, and there's a couple things that questions that pop out at me. So let's do this. Let's start out by explain how this study was designed. How did you select people to be in the cohort group, and what were they offered as the way to train?
Yeah. Okay. So the study design is acute in nature, meaning that what we've done here is we've not taken guys and studied them for a period of weeks and months while we've trained them with long versus short interset rest intervals. What we do here in our lab is we spend a lot of time focusing on the molecular mechanisms that control muscle remodeling in response to to different contractile stimuli. So the first thing to note is that this is an acute setting where we've assessed only acute muscle protein synthesis and associated anabolic signaling mechanisms. So for the purpose of this study, we recruited guys who were resistance trained, experienced. But what I would say is they were not elite lifters, or bodybuilders and such like. All these guys typically participate in university team sports. So we've got a number of rugby players, soccer players, so on and so forth. And they all undertook at least two training sessions of leg resistance exercise each and every week. What we did with regards to study design is we got these guys into the lab first thing in the morning and we hooked them up to an infusion of a stable isotope. Now the stable isotope in these experiments is critical because it's that factor that allows us to measure muscle protein synthesis. Mm-hmm. So after several hours of being infused with the stable isotope, we had these guys undertake one of two different exercise bouts. The first was heavy leg resistance exercise with just 1 minute of rest in between sets. So the total lifting here was eight sets, and it comprised of knee extension and leg press exercise. In the second group, we gave them lots and lots of rest in between sets. So they completed the bout with 5 minutes in between sets. So lots and lots of time to rest. So as a result, what we saw was that the volume dropped away quite rapidly in the group that had a very short rest in between sets, whereas those guys that got 5 minutes between sets were able to maintain their volume across exercise sets. So that's the study design, and that's all we offered these guys. And they
So really, it could be said, and then we're going to talk about hormonal milieus and stuff like that in a second, mm-hmm. but it could be said that when you rest adequately, you can reproduce the effort more consistently from set to set. Because you're not inviting a greater fatigue load, and that in and of itself allows you to do more reps with a given weight and do more work in a given session.
Yeah, that's a great point actually, and I completely agree. So the important point to make here is that the volume achieved in both of our groups in this study was we suggest sufficient to maximally stimulate muscle protein synthesis. So to ensure that any minor discrepancy in the volume completed between the short rest and the long rest groups had a negligible effect on muscle protein synthesis, we just made sure that we jacked the volume right up on these guys. So even in the 1 minute rest group, we made sure they completed lots and lots of work. So even though the total volume of the session was in the region of 15 to 16% lower in those guys who had a short interset rest, we don't think that was the reason responsible for the really, really low deficit in muscle protein synthesis. So,
really?
Yeah, just to give you an example, the guys who rested for 1 minute in between sets saw a 76% increase in muscle protein synthesis above resting values, which is a little bit lower than we traditionally expect. And sure enough, when we took a look at the same muscle protein synthesis values in the guys who rested for 5 minutes in between sets, we found that it was doubled. It was about 150%.
Even though you corrected for the number of reps done by increasing the volume on the shorter rest period people, so the same amount of work was being done, you still saw a greater protein synthetic response in the group that rested longer.
No, just a slight tweak there was that we didn't match the volume. That's the important part.
Okay.
But to rectify that, we were pretty certain that even though there were very, very minor differences in the total volume completed, the volume that the guys in the 1 minute condition completed was still sufficiently high that it should maximize muscle protein synthesis.
Okay.
So, you know, to give you an example, to match the work volume of both groups, all we would have needed to do was have the guys in our 1 minute group complete an additional eight repetitions.
Mm-hmm.
So they were already completing 70, 80 reps. And so to match the volume, we would have needed to get them to do one more set of exercise. But there's no way, at least in my experience of studying muscle protein metabolism, that those extra eight repetitions would have overcome such a huge deficit in muscle protein synthesis.
So what hormonal markers did you look at? And did you look at intramuscular as well as serum or just intramuscular?
No, once again, another good point. In this study, we were really interested in studying the hormonal factors as well, because it's thought that some of the rationale behind short rest periods really centers on the idea that if you rest for a limited period between sets, that you can jack up circulating concentrations of testosterone and growth hormone.
Right.
And ultimately, that is the factor that instigates muscle protein synthesis. So we took a look at the serum hormones in these guys, and we didn't look at the intramuscular hormones. And what we found is that the growth hormone response was roughly equivalent between groups, which may have something to do with the fact that they both exercise an equally large muscle mass. But interestingly, what we did find was that the circulating testosterone concentrations were greater in the group that had short rest in between sets, which does conflict with the fact that they had lower protein synthesis values. So higher testosterone.
Well, it doesn't, and I'll tell you why. After we kind of unfold this over the course of a couple segments, I want to put on our evolutionary spectacles and look at this response from an evolutionary standpoint, and I think that it makes perfect sense, quite frankly. But with that being said, I found that part really shocking. We've known that shorter rest periods produce greater accumulation of intramuscular growth factors, and as well as sex steroid production. So it's always been assumed that shorter rest periods are going to get you more increased stress, increased load, increased response, increased muscle building. I don't think anybody's ever looked at it with one versus the other and come away and found out, wait a minute, even though we're jacking up all of these chemical messengers that should, in theory, be stimulating a greater protein synthetic response in the muscle, we're seeing exactly the opposite, that the lesser signaling molecules in the group that's resting longer, and they're still getting greater protein synthetic response. I think that is that would shock anybody. Did it shock you?
Well, to a certain degree, yes. But we've known for, I mean, since 2010 now, some work coming out of the McMaster lab, and I know you're aware of that.
Yeah.
The group's work up there has started to question the role of circulating concentrations of so-called anabolic hormones on muscle protein synthesis and growth. And in fact, what we're now coming to understand is that there's a dissociation between the hormones that we see in the blood and then the muscle anabolic response. The two don't necessarily line up. So greater circulating growth hormone and testosterone do not necessarily translate to greater muscle protein synthesis and growth. Now, that's not to say that the hormones aren't important for something somewhere along the line, but at least in the physiological range, they don't appear to be driving that muscle growth response. It may be important for connective tissues, for example, we're starting to untangle this story a little bit now and understand that the two don't necessarily line up very well.
But I want to make sure that I'm clear about something, because I may have missed something here. But when we looked at we also know that intramuscular, like from a lot of the research from Katsu, we know that there's an increase in intramuscular production of growth factors, reduction in myostatin, and even intramuscular conversion to certain cholesterol-based hormones to androgens that is not necessarily seen in serum.
Yes.
Did we see exclusively in the muscle any unique changes that would speak to why the protein synthetic response was higher in the more rested group?
Well, with regards to the to the anabolic factors within the muscle, at least as they relate to hormones, we didn't probe those mechanisms. I mean, for the simple fact that we ran out of muscle tissue in the end. But what we did do was look at a whole host of anabolic signaling targets in the mTOR pathway. And when you do these kinds of studies, as you're probably aware, and most of your listeners are probably aware, when you do these kinds of studies where you select a very small subject sample size, often with huge variability in their own anabolic signaling response, you tend to get a clouded picture of what's really happening in the muscle. But what was interesting was that we took a look at I think we took a look at 9 signaling targets, so quite a comprehensive panel of anabolic signals in the mTOR pathway. And we found subtle and in some cases significant changes in nearly all of those signaling targets that point to a downregulation of muscle protein synthesis in the short rest group. So, in the muscle, the signaling pathways, the response we got tended to line up quite nicely with what we saw with muscle protein synthesis as well. Now, moving back to another point you just made, with regards to the hormonal response at the intramuscular level, obviously we can't comment on that at this point because we don't have the data. And you are right about making the point that what happens in the plasma and the serum and happens at the intramuscular level with regards to hormones are two completely different things. So we're yet to understand how that intramuscular anabolic response drives muscle protein synthesis and whether it's important. And I'm talking about the androgen complex here.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Sure.
This is going to get interesting, I promise, and we're going to take it in a couple different directions. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lee.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. It's all about making better gains, let's be honest. And we're talking with Dr. Lee Breen, and we're talking about the role of the rest periods in between your sets that may be either complementing or working against you if your goal is to build more muscle. So these athletes were considered novice lifters. Like you said, they're not advanced lifters. These are not advanced individuals who are you're training, you know, body part split 6 days a week and all that sort of stuff. For them, weightlifting is a part of another chosen sport, right?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Okay. What do you think the role of actual force production would play in this outcome? So, in other words, if we had elite lifters, what were the rep ranges that they were focusing on again?
These guys were lifting anywhere between 8 to 14 repetitions.
Okay.
So, you know, if in a single set they got down to, particularly in the one-minute group who fatigued quite quickly, if they got down to 8 reps or lower, we'd adjust the weight slightly so that they could kind of hit the 10 to 14 rep range that we were aiming for.
So what do you think, do you think there would be any difference in what you saw if the force that they were producing was more of the focal point? And let's say they were looking at the 5 to 8 rep range, they were lifting heavier weight. The role of peripheral and central nervous system fatigue and muscle activation, do you think we would see something different?
Yeah, that's a great point, actually. And we did consider extending the study to address that very point. I mean, if we'd have gone heavier with the loads and lower with the reps, we'd have almost certainly seen an even greater rate of fatigue in the guys that were resting for just 1 minute in between sets, such that they, you know, would only have been able to complete, you know, 2-3 repetitions in the final set. So that, yeah, more than 50%, halving of the output there. So yeah, that's a good point. But with regards to muscle metabolism, yeah, I can only speculate as to what the muscle protein synthesis response would have been in that scenario. My opinion is that provided you give these guys sufficient volume, that the muscle protein synthesis should always saturate.
Right.
But I think that irrespective of the rep range, if these guys lifted 5 to 8 reps with heavy weights with 1 minute in between sets, we'd still have seen an inferior muscle protein synthetic response.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not disputing for a second that a rest interval appears to play quite an important role in strength and power adaptations to training. But what we focused on here was solely the mechanisms that underpin hypertrophy.
Now this was basically, do you think that you would have seen something different had you gone on with this protocol longer? Would there be an adaptive period where all of a sudden maybe you would have seen the same net protein synthetic response between two groups?
Yeah, great question. So we attempted to address this by we reassessed muscle protein synthesis the following day. So the suppression in muscle protein synthesis we saw in the short rest interval guys occurred over the first 4 hours post exercise, and due to the nature of these invasive experiments, we had to stop the experiment 4 hours post exercise. What we were able to do is get these guys back into the lab the following day and reassess whether muscle protein synthesis was still different. I.e., was it still suppressed in the 1 minute rest interval guys? And what we found is the next day that muscle protein synthesis responses were equivalent between groups. So it appears that the suppression in this response occurs in the early post exercise period. Now, if we'd have extended this study out to weeks and months and had these guys train in this way, do I think that the guys with 5 minutes rest in between groups would have gained a little more mass? Well, I think the answer to that question depends on how long we'd followed them for. Certainly, if you look at some recent work from Brad Schoenfeld's lab,
right,
they seem to suggest actually that training for a period of weeks with short versus long rest intervals results in superior gains for the guys who rest for a longer period in between sets. Now, of course, there are a number of people out there, a number of your listeners as well, that will religiously train with very, very short rest intervals in between sets. And I'm sure they find that they have absolutely no problem gaining.
But they may not gain as much. That's the hard part. If you had a twin and you could do that with, you could see, you know, really
yeah,
what's
yeah.
happening. No, see, I'm a guy who, I kind of do a periodized program, and one of the periodization protocols is I'll do giant sets of everything. So I have to lighten up on my weight, And then I'll do three movements back to back for a particular body part.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I do that for, cardiac conditioning.
Yes.
I don't do that for muscle gains.
No.
And I definitely don't do it for strength gains. I actually do that to force my body into this very stressful situation for a longer period of time and turn it into a kind of endurance against the weight, type of a thing.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And since our study was published, I've had a lot of contact with guys who compete in CrossFit and a very similar kind of message in that it's not necessarily training for muscle hypertrophy, but it's training to hit lots of different outcomes, performance outcomes. And in that regard, yeah, certainly training with a shorter rest period, would be just fine. So, I mean, it also important to note is that the muscle protein synthesis response we saw in these guys, it wasn't completely abolished. You know, they did still respond. It's just
right.
That response was inferior to a longer rest interval group. So, individuals that compete in workouts or undertake workouts such as the one you just described from your own training, yeah, sure enough, you'll gain mass over time and you'll also hit that strength endurance outcome as well.
But and this is why a little bit later in the show I want to kind of look at things from an evolutionary perspective and see if it validates what your findings are, and I think it's going to. And the other thing is if you can develop more mass, you need more rest. So the stronger you get, I would imagine that you could probably even rest for longer than 5 minutes to see. You know, I understand that the assumption is that the more adapted you become to this training, you may actually be able to rest shorter intervals and
mm-hmm.
still do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would submit that the stronger you get, that if you continue to either adhere to the longer rest intervals instead of compressing them, or even rest longer, that you'd see a greater protein synthetic response. Because, you know, Arthur Jones was really the first one to discuss with his high intensity training that when you dig that deep, when you're that strong, that you dig that deep, then you must rest longer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, oh, I'm stronger so I can endure. No, a race car that's putting out 4,000 horsepower has to be rebuilt every time they race it. You can drive a car for 250,000 miles and never have to rebuild the chassis. When you're putting that kind of torque out, you have to be cognizant that it takes, there's got to be more care. So I would submit that I would love to see the research show that these stronger athletes, I mean, powerlifters and stuff, the longer you let them rest, the greater the response is.
Yeah, that would be a great study. So in our paper, we alluded to the first point you mentioned in that people who take short rest intervals and typically report, you know, great adaptations to their training with regards to hypertrophy. Yeah, they may over time become accustomed to the stimulus, but the flip side of that is the point you just make, which is that, yeah, perhaps a longer rest over time would actually be superior. I mean, a way for us to study that would be to get these very well trained, highly trained guys into the lab who are traditionally used to, seeing huge gains in their training, and study them under the same conditions. That would be the way to go. Another point to make is that the people we recruited for our study, this initial study, they reported at baseline anyway, typically training or resting between 2 to 3 minutes per set, as most, you know, most recreational
right.
gym goers will do. So to them, or to the people we put into the 1 minute, the short rest interval set, you know, this created a huge crisis. I mean, you know, not to put too fine a point on it, the workout really sucked for them. It was a pretty, it was a pretty stressful experience.
And that is that's what I want to discuss. Not yet. I want to
okay.
take a break and come back and talk about nutrition, because it's
sure.
hard to talk about this without invoking some contextual information about nutrition, and whether or not these guys kept diaries and how they were eating, because that obviously plays a role into the protein synthetic response as well. But then I want to come back and I want to put on our evolutionary. I want to make Dr. Daniel Lieberman proud, and we're going to talk about muscle hypertrophy in the face of evolution. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Lee Breen from the University of Birmingham. I said that right, didn't I?
Yeah, Birmingham. Birmingham, UK, not Alabama, though.
Yeah, not Birmingham. Not Birmingham, Birmingham.
No, Birmingham.
Yeah, Leicester. I've had to learn how to say these. We do a lot. In 11 years, I've interviewed a lot of scientists from the UK, so I've had to learn the proper pronunciation not to sound okay. Like a jerk. Extended rest between weightlifting sets could help muscle grow. So let's talk about this. We can't talk about the protein synthetic response evoked by a training session or multiple training sessions without talking about nutrition. How were the, was nutrition followed? Did you correct for guys who just weren't eating enough protein or guys who were eating a high, leucine content protein more frequently?
Yeah, again, a good point. And something we tried to do in this study was get a handle on dietary controls. So we didn't determine what these guys ate as part of their habitual diets, but typically a population like this from our university here, they consume anywhere between 1.2 and 2.5 grams per kg protein per day,
right,
which, you know, when we look at an acute muscle protein synthetic response like this is you know, the dietary protein level won't have a significant impact on the acute response anyway. But what we did do is the evening before each of the experimental trials is we did control the diets on these guys so that they all consumed an evening meal containing about 1,000 kilocals, about 20% of which came from dietary protein as well. So we did make an attempt in the acute setting to control how much protein they consumed before visiting us in the lab. So
were they required to fill out any type of assessment that would look more so at how they felt and what their appetite was? I'm just curious if there was a shift in appetite that was not predicted in the group that was training with shorter rest periods. Because I find that I lose my appetite when I train to that degree of stress.
Yeah, that's a great point, actually. It's something we didn't implement in this study. But in hindsight now, given just how much this workout did affect these guys and make them feel lightheaded and so on and so forth, it would have been an interesting angle to add. What we did do is after the completion of the workout is we did have all these guys consume a protein shake within 10 minutes of the workout. And as far as I recall, nobody had any problems consuming that 25 grams of whey protein. So, my guess would be that across both conditions, long versus short rest, is that we wouldn't have seen a significant effect of rest interval on feelings of nausea and such like. But if we'd increase the sample size and change the population slightly, then perhaps that would have had an effect.
Okay, so here's my evolutionary perspective on all of this. You used a couple words to describe the guys who had to shorten up their rest periods. You used the word crisis and stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got to give my brain a second to kind of jump around.
Sure,
So muscle is actually a metabolic, what's the word I'm looking for? Deficit, let's say. Okay. It's not something that the body must feel comfortable with the environment. And that means the abundance and availability of food as well as perceived stresses. That the body has no way of assessing that, oh, he's doing this to himself or she's doing this to herself. All the body knows is, wow, this has been a pressure cooker of a day. The environment is somewhat hostile. And then the body will adjust accordingly to prepare for some trajectory out there that if this environment becomes more hostile, more challenging, we have to be prepared to survive because survival is the most important thing. And from a standpoint of survival, muscle is actually a negative, not a positive. Fat is a positive, not a negative. So with that being said, I am starting to come, and I say this from this perspective. I just tore my tricep. And this is the first time since 2005 where I'm actually not training. I'm not touching a weight for I don't know how long. I've decided I'm taking off. The most noticeable thing in my life right now is the lack of stress. The stress of the workout I just performed this morning. The stress of what I'm going to do tomorrow and will I blow out a disc. The stress of just pounding myself into the ground day in and day out. Even though I eat my calories, I get to sleep early, I use peptides, I'm on hormone replacement therapy. So at 58 years old, I have plenty of androgens. I do all those things. But the noticeable
most noticeable effect right now of waking up in the morning and not immediately worrying about the workout I'm going to endeavor that day is my stress levels have been cut down by 1,000%. I just feel light and fun and life is great and I'm not obsessing about this workout or that workout or do I need to eat this meal right now. So with that being said, I understand the value of training with shorter rest periods because of its potential hormetic effect, but it makes perfect sense to me from an evolutionary perspective why the group that rested longer and did not trash themselves, did not throw themselves into a crisis, does not send a signal to the body that the environment is hostile, otherwise we wouldn't be working this hard, and the body goes, oh, it's safe to build muscle. We can sustain it. Life is really good, actually. And that is my super uneducated, just easy way of looking at this from an evolutionary perspective. Okay, now your comments.
Yeah, I guess the first thing, some of the things you describe with your reduced stress on training sound a little more psychological and physiological, but that's not my place to comment on the psychology of strength training.
Yeah, but the physical work that I do is what affects my psychological view of how the day is going. You know what I mean?
I think importantly, you got the point spot on. Is that from an evolutionary perspective, skeletal muscle seems to be concerned with the short rest. It seems to be concerned with factors other than building. You know, we've known for a number of years from, you know, work that came out of a lab in Texas that muscle protein synthesis rates actually drop and are suppressed quite dramatically when measured during resistance exercise, because the muscle is focusing on other metabolic processes than synthesis and building. And we think with our short rest interval group is that what we've got here. Is that the muscle is some kind of, whether you want to term it broadly as metabolic crisis or whatever, we think that may be the factor that supports our mechanistic findings. So yeah, I completely agree with you call it an uneducated summary, but I think it's pretty close to the mark.
I mean, you know, we've learned this. There's some really good studies that have been done with female trainees, and they find that when women, the harder women train, the harder it is for them to lose body fat. And so these levels of perceived exhaustion, levels of exertion, levels of stress are sending signals to the body that the environment is hostile, prepare for the worst, downregulate the metabolic rate, save body fat, if not add body fat. And then as soon as women start training less, they start doing less cardio, they start working out, where they actually enjoy them, they start to shed body fat. And this is counterintuitive. You go, how could that be? They're burning more calories, they're working harder. Why would the body conserve fat in the face of that environment? And it says because the body thinks that you're about to go down the tubes in a big way, and it's getting prepared for a long, hard road, and fat is needed. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want you to sum up what you hope trainees, lay people, and clinicians take away from this research, okay?
Sure.
All right, sit tight. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Nobel Prize winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So, what do you hope people take away from this research?
What I hope people take away is the message that intercept rest interval is not as important for muscle protein synthesis and muscle hypertrophy as first thought. What we now know is that if you rest for a very short period in between sets, you may indeed benefit from greater circulating concentrations of so-called anabolic hormones. But this appears to have no relation to the acute muscle protein synthesis or chronic muscle hypertrophy response. So, yeah, intercept rest isn't as important as first thought. And if anything, insufficient rest may actually be harmful to long-term muscle remodeling. That's really the take-home point from this study.
And if you're training to build muscle, it makes perfect sense that you should be resting longer in between your sets. That's it.
Absolutely, yeah. Rest plenty between sets, and as long as each set is performed to a relative degree of muscular fatigue, such that those small and large motor units are all firing, all active, then that really is the true stimulus that drives muscle hypertrophy. You can tweak things like intercept rest and time under tension, but I think the important thing is to get in there and make sure that the lifting is done to a correct intensity to elicit fatigue, and a muscle will grow.
I'm absolutely going to use this when I do start training again. I'm going to start resting longer. I have a stopwatch. I'm going to just rest for 5 minutes in between sets.
Well, yeah, one of the interpretations of the work is that 5 minutes is the way to go. So, you know, we don't know that there's anything magical about 5 minutes. So, you know, you might want to try 3-4 minutes as a starting point, and cut your workout time down. But yeah, I mean, by all means, keep me posted with how you get on with your workouts. I'd be interested to hear.
Yeah, I'm actually changing the way I train. I'll be 58 next month, and I've broken a couple parts, and I just can't. I don't see myself continuing to break parts and getting surgery. You know, and so I'm going to have to start training smarter. And I got to tell you, and I said this during the first hour, I'm going to start training more like a bodybuilder. I'm going to start training with higher rep schemes, using less weight, and focusing on activating the muscle as opposed to moving. You know, and I'm still going to go into the gym on occasions and push heavier weight, but it's going to be the occasion. You know, I mean, I don't train any other way but heavy, and it's just taking its toll on me. That's it.
Yeah, I agree. It's I guess it's one of the dogmas of strength training is that most guys tend to stick to a moderate or more often than not heavy intensity. But we've known now for a number of years that you can lift a low load and just lift it a lot of times and make sure that you, as I said before, you fatigue and activate those large motor units. And sure enough, you'll get an equivalent muscle anabolic response. So yeah, particularly as you near your late 50s, I think the idea of training smart is definitely the way to go rather than consistently day in, day out, shifting heavier weights. Yeah, I think you've got that right.
I want to thank you for making time to be on the show today, Dr. Preen.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for speaking to me.
Take care.
Take care.
I also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour, the Blueprint Power Hour. Of course, go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about him. And we're done for today. We'll see you by tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio.
Now, the number one.